Now, when you know that, the second thing that will happen to you is this. That, you know, I remember when I was writing why, you know, the first write I did, I failed out. You know, I didn't pass out of school, I failed out of school. So when I failed out, I now went to another school to try and pass out. You know? And we're doing one particular exam, one particular lady who was beside me, was asking me to teach her. And then I didn't answer, she kept pestering me, like, I didn't answer. So at a point, I stopped writing, I put my pen on my sheet, and I told her that when I'm done with this exam, I'm going home to go and pray. And that prayer is more important to me than whatever I write in the paper. I told her, if I teach you, I will lose my confidence in praying because I cheated. And the person that has meant to help me, who is God, will not be able to help me. So the only way I can help myself is not to cheat in this place so that I can talk to God. And I said, okay, I understand you. And that's actually it. And that's my point. My point is, if you know that it's God that is going to make you great, then you have to make sure that you are just pleasing Him. The truth is, I hope you get 300, 400, and all those numbers in your jam. But the truth is, no matter what you score in your jam, greatness and promotion is in the hands of God. You get the point now. And so you have to make a decision that I'm going to write this exam in the way where God will take pleasure and give God honor. And when you give God honor, you leave the rest to God. Finally, if you believe the first thing that I said, I want you to go do this when you get home today. I want you to get a sheet of paper. Write a lot of these hours, write many things on it. Positive things about how your future will be, how you will be great, and all of that. Write it. And write your determination to live a life to pleasing God. And plan that in the next 5-10 years, you are going to look back at that paper and you're going to smile. My first diary ever in life, my first diary, when I became serious in life, I had it. 2004. That was when I got serious with Jesus. day before yesterday or thereabout, I was coming to the office and I was moving some of my books from the house to my office. Guess what I saw? That diary. And I look at that diary and there's a whole lot of smiles going on within me. Because that diary, what I wrote there are the things that God will have me achieve and who God will want me to do. By the grace of God, I've seen a lot of those things down my diary. That diary is more powerful than my father, who was a serial drunk and wife beater. That diary was more powerful than the terrible school I went to in the grammar school. I used to be the person of people. That diary was more powerful than my bullet. I had a terrible bullet. They called me Kabuyeri and Akabua. That diary was more powerful than all the days where I go without eating and I'm crying. That diary is more powerful than when I had a fight with my friend and a lot of people were like, because it was my close friend, a lot of people were on the road. And my friend's mother from the top of her house looked at me and said, "That picture I wouldn't give it to you. That just said I wouldn't give it to you." And I went through public embarrassment with the whole of the estate. But guess what? My diary was filled with what God said about me. And today what I am seeing is not my background. What I'm seeing is what is contained in my background. So when you live here, disregard where you are coming from and get your own diary and write out your life again. In 5 years you are going to see it. God bless you.